Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, are ageofthecustomer.com. And the new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Tom Anastasi is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, professor of organizational behavior at Boston University, author of The Successful Entrepreneur, and one of our great management experts in the Brain Trust. Tom, the website is TomAnastasi.com?
Yes.
All right, so folks, check it out. Where can they find your film, Spin the Plate? How can they find that?
So the movie, so we're still submitting to film festivals, and we're going to have our release of the movie probably through Amazon in November. And so we embedded DVD, Blu-ray, and streaming.
All right, so good deal. Spintheplate.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, so check it out. Hey, Tom, in the previous segment, folks, Tom helped us understand about how to do focus groups with your existing customers, ask them a dozen questions or so, including some demographics, about what they like about you, what you could improve on, and lots of different things, whatever you're trying to uncover about yourself that maybe customers may be the only ones, Tom, who would actually know some of these insights, who would have some of these insights. So we've done the work. Now we have the results. What do we do with it? We're sort of like the car that chased the car and caught it. Now what do we do with it?
Yeah. So the most common result that people get, and this happens every single time I do this, is that customers really don't care about low prices. And it's really it really shocks a lot of business people because they're always thinking, oh my gosh, are my prices too high? But remember, these are people that are already doing business with you, mm-hmm. and the most common thing they say is, you know what? I mean, we don't really care about getting the absolute lowest price. And the most common thing is we love dealing with you. We love the service you give. And we love just the whole aspect of doing business with you. So knowing that, okay, how can we make the customer experience better? And very rarely is price even an issue. Because customers are willing to pay
That's a, big,
a little bit
Tom,
more
let's
for
stop
the
just
service.
A minute. I want to stop on that because this is a real important thing that small business owners need to understand. If customers are coming to do business with you because of your price, then you're not running your business the right way. You're not maximizing your margins. You're not helping yourself make sure you can sustain your business in the face of companies like Amazon and Walmart. You have to maximize your prices based on what customers will pay you. You've got to maximize your margins. And if you think people are there on price, then you need to go back and reevaluate your thinking, because the truth is, if you're a small business owner based on price, you're probably not going to make it. What do you think, Tom?
Oh, 100%, 100%. And every time I do this, it's a reinforcement of this. And then people say, oh my goodness, or there's one employee that everyone likes dealing with, and you realize, oh my gosh. You know, we're an important part of people's lives, and it's a great feeling. You can also find things to improve on. So, for instance, you know, maybe expanding hours. People sit there and say, can you be open a little bit later? Can you be open a little bit earlier? Can you expand products? I love doing this, but there's things I don't buy from you because you don't have it. And, oh, my gosh, it's just a way to expand your product lines or add new products. Mm-hmm. So I think that there's a lot of benefit to this. And there's never been a time where I've done this where people haven't made some positive changes to their business. And so it's a really good thing to do at least once every couple of years.
So back to the product thing for a second. You know, when we thought about this in the beginning, I'm sure most people thought, well, yeah, you're asking them, do you like us? Can we improve our service, et cetera, et cetera. But you could have one of these to talk to people about what they're going to expect of you in the future. You could say, you know, what do you see need? What do you think you might need from a company like us in a year? Or you could say, you know, if we were to offer ice cream to go along with our other products, you know, if when you came in for your whatevers, if we could scoop you up an ice cream, I don't know, I'm being silly here, but you could ask them questions like that. It could be about strategic questions, right? About where's your company going to go?
Right. So, for instance, a company that sells paint and wallpaper, they might say, hey, you know, should we expand to flooring? And right. The customer side say, hey, no, we love you for paint and wallpaper, but there's other companies that specialize in flooring, and we would rather do that. And so you can sit there and say, oh, okay, so these are people who love us but wouldn't be willing to do
right.
This additional product line. Or maybe they would think, no, that's great, one-stop shopping. But at least that's way you'll know.
In that particular case, or like if you're in the tire business, you know, would you like for us to offer brake service or whatever? So those are really good suggestions, Tom. Thank you for these. Give us the website again, please.
Oh, TomAnastasi.com and SpinThePlate.com.
There you go. Check them out. Hey, Tom, good job today as always. Come back soon.
You bet.
We'll see you next time. Tom Anastasi, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.